I've been using a vibrator for about a year now, and ever since I started using it, I haven't been able to orgasm while I have sex, and my boyfriend's very frustrated.
Did you used to be able to?
Yeah.
During intercourse?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's weird.
Wow. Here's the thing. Your vagina got soft. It got weak. That's the problem with this country. I mean, we used to be proud. We used to be strong. We used to have strong-willed vaginas.
It's a lazy vagina.
In this country. But we've gotten soft. We've gotten fat. And are weak. Our children's vaginas are getting fatter and weaker. And I'm talking male and female vagina. I'm talking both.
I'm listening.
You know, metaphorically, you know. Right. Your son's vaginas, Drew, they're soft. They're weak. They don't have the intestinal vaginal fortitude that your father had when his vagina came over on a boat many years ago. From the old country, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Had nothing but a dream and a nickel in his vagina. Could anyone's parents come over with more than $10?
Where's the geist? The vaginal geist.
Is there anybody's parents that came over here, or grandparents, or great-grandparents that came over with a couple of dreams, a suit, and actually about $1,300, which is pretty good money in those days. Everybody just had $4?
No, they didn't have two nickels to rub together.
Look, if you're going to a new country, how about you save up $40? Huh? That's my thing. That's my thing. If I'm just going to get on a boat, it's going to, you know, cruise, going to last 42 days, and I'm going to Greece, I think I have more than $3.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'll go. Call me nuts. I'm going $30. That's me. And I might put a watch on or something, too. Maybe take more than one shirt.
And for those of you that didn't bring the $30, what's the plan?
What's the plan? I know, and it's like, you go, well, $3 back then could buy, a meal and a beer and a car. Yeah, okay, yeah. A couple of meals, but, okay, so it was equivalent to $80 or something. You know what I mean? Like, couldn't you, left Greece when you were 28. You couldn't have saved up $100? Nothing? They didn't use money?
No way.
What do they pay over? They pay with over there, hummus? Do they pay?
Grape leaves.
Grape leaves, stuffed grape leaves, like they actually have food that they pay you in food that would spoil? Like, feta. Your grandfather was paid in feta cheese. He came over here with a dream, $2 and a wheel of feta cheese and a nickel in his vagina. I'm just saying, look, if you're coming into this country, the dream part is good. Now have a couple ducats to rub together, would you? Or where are we, Drew?
Megan.
Carrie?
Yes.
Did you try to incorporate the vagina?
No, the vibrator.
I mean, I'm so on the vagina now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried that because my boyfriend's like, I think he thinks of that as like not prideful for him or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
Here's the other thing, too. Here's the thing about guys and stupid people. They have to make things their idea.
Right.
You somehow make it his idea to incorporate this into the bedroom and he'll be into it. I don't know how. I don't know the best way to sort of do that. Is he aware of the vibrator?
Yeah, well, he bought it for me.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How long have you been using it?
Bitten by your own snake.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
No, he bought it for me.
All right, so listen, Carrie, he bought you the vibrator, but he doesn't want to use it with you.
He wants me to use it at home. Like,
right. Not out in the driveway.
No, like, he wants me to use it, but, like, because we don't live together, so he wants
right.
me to use it, but
okay,
he wants
listen.
Me to use it as, like, to, like, he thinks that'll, like, make my sex drive go up, and it has.
Yeah, guys, and the whole mad scientist approach to their girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
he knows it already.
Bring it on. Just come on.
Just go and bring it out.
Just sort yourself, Carrie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on. He's treating you like some sort of, like, beaker, some sort of, you know, Erlenmeyer.
Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
Is Bunsen the name of a guy?
I guess, yeah.
Wow. That's good. Bunsen burner. Yeah. Big John Bunsen. He invented this flame that goes under this thing.
Sure, it's Dr. Bunsen.
Big Duke John, Dr. John Bunsen.
I don't think the sort of configuration of Bunsen burner has changed in 300 years.
Well, if it ain't broke. I just like the alliteration part, you know? They don't call it the Bunsen flame. Somebody's smart enough to call it the Bunsen burner.
Bunsen torch.
Yeah, no. Bunsen burner.
Yeah. He had a good PR person.
Bunsen burner would be a great, man. If you were a fast wide out and went to like Bunsen State, it'd be an awesome name for you. I don't know if there's such a college,
but it'd
be worth
anyway.
To start one just to have a team so you could say you were the Bunsen burner.
Bunsen.
Yeah, boy, this guy returns kicks like nobody's business.